Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Welcome to Generation Next. It's Monday the 19th of March. You're joined on the show with Lee, Emily, Matt and Emma, pretty much the whole crew except Patty. You know, we realised today that we've got Emma, Em and Lee, Matt and Pat. Very confusing.
Wow.
That's exciting.
You can start saying really fun.
Well, adding for us.
I'm pretty sure we thought it was exciting, but you're right. Maybe not so much.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. It's like when it is your name and you find out something kooky about it, it's really exciting, but other people are sort of like,
what are you talking
about? It's like Emily, Em and Lee, Matt and Pat. We're kind of like a rapping band.
We are a rapping band.
Kind of.
Except without the skills.
Brady Bunch. Yeah, without the skills. Minus the skills. Anyway, back on topic, we have a massive show planned for you guys tonight. We're speaking to Dean from Yumcha, which is Youth United Making Change Against Homophobic Attitudes. We've got some gay school. We've got a bit of info, which I thought was really interesting. And I found it on the Australian Marriage Equality website. It's things you can do now to help with marriage equality. So we've got all that coming up this hour, so please continue listening to us. And we're about to play you a song, and I take no responsibility whatsoever.
Is it Shania?
Yeah, it's Shania. Yeah,
that's awesome. Preempting.
You can blame Matt for this one.
Hey there, I'm Adam Lambert, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Hi, everybody. You certainly are listening to Joy 94.9. This is Generation Next. It is currently 50 minutes until 8 o'clock. That was Shania Twain. I feel like a woman. Man, I feel like a woman.
I feel like a woman.
Oh, now you do.
And guys, right now we're joined by Dean from Yumcha. Dean, are you with us? Hello, Dean.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry, we lost you for a second there. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us today.
No problem.
So Yumcha, Youth United Making Change Against Homophobic Attitudes, has been around since 2007 and the group meets weekly.
Yep.
So can you tell us a bit about the conception of Yumcha and what it's all about?
Yeah, well, I was one of the original members of Yumcha about 5 years ago. And it started off from a like a youth orientated house, we call it Brophy here in Warrnambool, and they just thought that there was something lacking in that area in the Warrnambool and Southwest area, and they just wanted particularly youth 25 and under to get involved, in getting anti discrimination things happening in the community, with their own peers and stuff like that as well. Yeah.
Cool. So this is, hi, I'm Emily. I don't think I've introduced myself.
Hi, Emily.
Hello. So there's also a Warrnambool Gay and Lesbian Party Network, is that right, which is separate but affiliated?
Yeah.
So when did that program come about?
So we've got another group. We like our groups here in Warrnambool. We've got a group called Queer Beers, which meets every week as well at the pub. Which is just like for the 18-plus group that didn't really have anything beforehand as well.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like an arm out of that which reaches into Yumcha, and we hold pretty much parties for all ages, usually, which, raises money for Yumcha to keep going and go on excursions, not just to run, but to run, well and efficiently and, mm-hmm. get the youth out to actually, excursions like Daylesford and Melbourne and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of parties, we have actually heard of the Angels and Demons party that's happening on the 31st of this month. What's that all about?
Well, that's just another party that we've organised to get just some more money rolling into Yum Cha, and also obviously just to combine the adult gay community of Warrnambool and the South West. So the theme is obviously angels and demons. You can come as a naughty person or a nice person and interpret that the way you want.
Indeed.
Yeah, and we've already got a few good suggestions. Someone's coming as Julia Gillard. And yeah, so it'll be good fun. And that's just at like a local venue in Warrnambool that's giving it to us for free because they know we're fundraising for Yum Cha, which is really good that the community is being so, you know, involved and you know, giving us a free venue and everything like that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Absolutely. Now, Dean, we're just going to listen to some community service announcements. Will you join us after the break?
Yeah, of course.
Great.
Welcome back to Joy 94.9. If you want to get in touch with us here, you can get us on 0427 Joy 949 on the mobile, 1300 Joy 949 on the phone, email on air at joy.org.au, or you can head to our website at www.joy.org.au. We're speaking to Dean from Yum Cha. How are you, Dean?
Good, thank you.
Good.
Thanks for sticking with us through the break.
You know, from
it all. So just before we listen to this community service announcement, we were talking about the Angels and Demons Party, and that's happening on the 31st of this month.
Yep.
Where can we go to get tickets or find out more information about the party?
Yeah, so if you want to get more information, we've got a Facebook page for the Warrnambool Gay and Lesbian Party Network, and that's obviously just on Facebook. You just type in Warrnambool Gay and Lesbian Party Network. You can also get in contact... and get tickets from a store called Culture Shift, which is a part of the Brophy Family and Youth Services building on Tymore Street in Warrnambool.
Okay, no worries. So just earlier we were speaking about queer beers and the other sort of programs that you guys are implementing in this area for the LGBTIQ community. Are there any youth-specific programs available apart from Yum Cha or affiliated with Yum Cha?
In regards to the GLBT community?
Yeah.
In the local area, we've got some other groups starting off in Colac as well, which is called Dynamic. And they're kind of, we class them as our like sister group kind of thing. And they've only, you know, starting off with about three or four members like we started off with a few years ago.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, expanding our region. And we've also, Yum Cha is expanding its hand over to Hamilton as well. So we're starting a group over there as well. For the Hamilton GLBTQI community over there as well.
It's a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah, we're a bit, we just say gay and lesbian. We're a bit old-fashioned out here, I'm afraid.
So, from what you're saying, it sounds like there are three different groups at least that are kind of for young people against homophobic attitudes. Is that a lot for a regional area of Victoria?
Yeah, well, I feel like before any of these were around, you know, there was nothing, you know, for the GLBT community. And we feel that for this particular area, we're pretty lucky to have the three groups because obviously in rural Victoria, we're not as lucky as you guys who can't just jump on a train and go, you know, 20 minutes down the road. You know, we're all about an hour away from each other. So if we do want to meet up, it's quite an effort to get that organised because there's no public transport around and everything. So we find that even though the groups are small, they're really worth having because they give, especially if we do meet up every now and then, just the network that, you know, kids from Colac can come and talk to me or, you know, the group leader, Jackie, in Warrnambool.
Yeah.
And just gives kids a chance to network and, you know that there are not just gay people in Melbourne and metro places but also in rural places that are, you know, living really happily and, you know, giving back to the community and everything like that.
Absolutely. I think you guys are filling a pretty large gap in the support for LGBTIQ people in rural areas because there's just not a lot available. So it's really great to hear about groups cropping up all over the place because it really is an underrepresented or undersupported community, I think.
Yeah, and that's why I feel we're really lucky to have the Warrnambool Gay and Lesbian Party Network and Queer Beers. So it's like not only we're raising money for them, but it's also like if they want to come along and have like a mentor kind of thing, like because most of the people that are in Queer Beers, you know, grew up in Warrnambool and even more regional places that actually travel to Warrnambool every week, you know, to have a beer with the locals and, you know, network because we like living here. That's the thing. And we want, you know, other gay, lesbian and CLBT community people to enjoy living here as well because it's great.
Absolutely. And I guess every time you do that, it's also, you know, helping the local economy, putting some dollars in the pubs.
Yeah, we actually, we go to a specific pub at the Warrnambool Hotel, and we go there every week, and we didn't go there one week. We tried another pub, and the pub actually got in contact with us and said, where did you guys go? Like, have you found somebody else?
Oh, that's so nice. Oh, yeah, you're missed.
Yeah, that's right. So we kind of have an attachment to them there at the pub, and they, you know, we've got our own little, you know, bit that we claim each week, and if someone sits in our bit, we stare them down until they move.
And so, Dean, do you have any other events planned in the next couple of months?
Well, we try and have a party every 3 to 4 months, so we're hoping that to have another themed party in the next few months. I don't know what the rest of the group are thinking, but I'm thinking, you know, it gets pretty cold and windy down here, so we might have like a winter wonderland theme or something like that in the colder months
fun.
To come.
Eskimo theme.
Yeah, that sounds like so much fun.
Yeah.
So if someone wants to get more info, or they want to get involved, or they want to make a donation to you guys, because I know there's not a lot of financial government support, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so as I said before, Brophy in Warrnambool is like our overseas kind of thing. So Brophy in Warrnambool on Tymore Street is probably the main focus where you can donate to Yumcha and get them rolling. But you can also, as I said, we've got a Facebook page for Queer Beers, Warrnambool Gay and Lesbian Party Network, and Yumcha as well. So you can search all those on Facebook, and you'll certainly find us and all the information you need to contact Brophy directly, or Jackie or myself.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. It sounds like you guys are doing some absolutely fantastic work down in Warrnambool and the surrounding areas, and the sort of work that not everyone else is doing. So it's really great that you guys are taking it upon yourselves.
Cheers. We really appreciate you guys giving us some time on your program.
No worries at all. So please check out the Facebook pages that Dean just mentioned. Dean, thanks so much again for being on the show.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
No worries.
Welcome back. Sorry. Oh, welcome back. You're on Generation Next, Joy 949. We've just been having some dramas with our Facebook page, which has all been in Chinese.
Nobody speaks Chinese.
Yeah.
Not a single one of us.
And it's back to English now, but I don't.
Matt just got quite excited, doing little whispers over the mic. Hence my hysteria. Anyway, let's move on to our chat topic, which is that... My birthday's coming up.
Ooh.
And I would like to go to dinner with some friends. And I was thinking about suggestions that don't involve tablecloths at McDonald's.
Sorry. Look, it was a valid suggestion.
Totally.
Okay. I may or may not have done it before.
What type of dinner are you wanting?
Hang on. Have you done that before?
No. Anyway, what type of dinner are you wanting?
Okay. Well... I kind of want something. I constantly face this dilemma, which is something that's quite nice, but that's not too fancy.
George's.
The Ludo's.
You know, I think we've got some pretty nice but not fancy listeners that would love to text in and tell you where you should go for dinner.
Well,
nice but not fancy.
Please do. Nice but not too fancy and relaxed enough to be like a pub, except not kind of Darrow.
And BYO. We love BYO.
Oh, we do love BYO. And not Chinatown. I do not like unidentified chopped up bits of meat. Chinatown, dumplings, things like that. No.
Oh.
Sorry, just to put it out there.
So much for not being fancy.
Yeah. Segregation on the radio. That's awesome.
I could just say I was vegetarian. You know?
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, I'm usually concerned by meat. That I'm a bit funny with meat because I like my chicken to be chicken breast. And if it's anything else, I look at it and I go, I don't think I can psych myself up into eating you, plate. Sorry.
So are you one of the types of people that need to eat free-range chicken as well?
I actually do prefer free-range chicken. I went through a stage where I was reading a lot of literature about the mistreatment of chickens.
Did you read that Jamie Oliver... Or see it? That battery hens
probably
thing that he did.
Probably.
It's pretty horrific. Pretty graphic. Basically, I'm not going to get the details right now, but he was looking into kind of ethical food practices.
Oh.
And he went to some farms where they had like battery hens.
Oh, no.
And it just quite graphically showed the treatment, like the environment the hens were living in and how they were killed and things like that.
Mm.
And it just sort of like all I could think about was seeing the trauma and the kind of squeals and that of the chickens.
Stop it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But then when you eat that, like how putting that kind of fear and adrenaline of the animal into your body, like surely that's got to have some sort of
I've read a bunch of stuff on that as well, but what I find really amazing is how we disassociate a live, adorable, cluck cluck bekirk chicken with a Parmigiano on our plate. It's like we're programmed, so we just don't see them as completely separate entities.
Yeah, but on the Parmigiano, you got a whole lot of cheese.
It's covered in some cheese.
Got some ham. You're done.
Yeah, but I'm always amazed by how we can. Because I mean, I'm not vegetarian. I tried it for a while, and I got really, really sick. Unfortunately, so
really?
Then yeah.
Have you ever tried cooking a roast chicken?
No.
Okay.
Have you?
Yes.
How was the stuffing?
That was very, very strange.
Oh, yo, yo.
And do you know what?
It was following his watch caught in the chicken after he's stuffing it.
Oh, no. It sounds familiar, but the strange thing was I was actually following a Jamie Oliver recipe.
Oh.
And you had to like cut. You had to get a lemon and like. Put some holes in the lemon, put it in the microwave and heat it up for like 30 seconds so the juices started flowing.
Exploded, didn't it?
No. And you just put it in the chicken with some herbs and roast.
Would
it
be delicious? I don't like stuffing things into chickens personally. I don't know if I'd be able to do it. Anyway, we're waffling. If you'd like to get in touch with us, let us know where Em should go for her birthday dinner because she's a great, lovely chick.
Yay,
and she should
chick.
Have a fun night.
Sorry, that chick. Was just kind of bad.
You can get in touch with
us.
Oh, ba-dum-tsh. I wish we had a drum or an applause button. But you can get in touch with us on 0427JOY949. You can email us on air at joy.org.au. You can phone call us. Does that make sense?
It
you
does.
Can give
Thank
us a phone
you.
Call on 1300JOY949. You can tweet us. You can Facebook us. You can send us a smoke signal. Needs to know where to go for dinner.
Hi, this is Kathy Freeman, and you're listening to Australia's gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
That's right, and you're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9. If you want to get in contact with us, you can SMS in on 0427-JOY949, phone in on 1300-JOY949, or email in on air at joy.org.au. And just before, we were talking about cute boys on the side of the street.
Yes, it's happened again. I think I have a feeling, a bit of an inkling, that we've touched on this before. But one of those charity organisations that hire...
Which one was it?
I don't know. I was too busy, distracted by how attractive Callum was.
And his pecs.
They hire these, you know, amazingly attractive people to stop you on the street and manipulate you.
They do.
And I was just, I mean, I was walking to the station today and I was stopped by this very young gentleman. Well, not too young, you know, not in a creepy way, but he was like...
Young, very attractive.
Yeah. And then I was like all giggling and blushing. And then I was thinking, what's wrong with you, Emma? He's being
Did
paid
you sign
to manipulate.
Up?
No. Well,
I've done it before, signed onto a charity purely because the person asking me was drop dead gorgeous.
I've been with my mum when she's done it before. And afterwards I was like, Mum, what the hell? You don't care about the rainforest in Boogity Boo. And she was like, oh, did you see his smile? His smile.
I actually did it literally. So I was like, oh, look, now I have to write down my telephone number.
Did you ever get a phone call?
No, it was probably against some sort of legal thing that they have, you know. It wasn't because there was a lack of affection on both sides. I'm pretty sure that it was. I'm just kind of making this up.
I definitely think that there was a reason he wasn't allowed to use your phone number, like a privacy law.
Do you think that you can spin it back on them and be like, well, I'm actually from this charity and how about you sign my form?
That is a great idea.
Yeah. How about you write your phone number on my palm and then my charity will get in touch with you, is what I wanted to say to Callum, but sadly. Oh, it's funny, you know, because once... You know, I mean, my policy is, like, the people that do this, they're not doing it on a volunteer basis. They're getting paid for it. But that's fine because everyone has a job, just the same as telemarketers. So you shouldn't be impolite to people because they're just doing their job. Mm. But not so long ago, a really similar thing happened, except I was in a real hurry. And my usual spiel, because I can't commit to like those long financial, weekly
arrangements
because I'm just not in a stable financial position. So I usually say that and say, I'm happy to give you a one-off donation. Mm. And I gave my little spiel that probably sounded a bit like an answering machine because I've said it a bunch of times because they're always around the place. And this guy said, oh, yeah, that's a really nice handbag, and looked at my handbag as if I was fibbing about being poor because I had a nice bag.
And you're like, Bali.
No, I was like, Mimco, but I don't really think you should be criticizing my...
That's very astute of him, though, I think. That's a good observation.
I think that's a bit manipulative.
Me too. I was furious.
You have a right to be able to, you know, you should spend your money the way that you want to.
And it's like, I wasn't lying about, I was, you know, a uni student. Sometimes I live off a loaf of bread and a can of tomato soup for the week. But my dad had, you know, bought me a gift for, it was a birthday or Christmas or something. And I just thought, you little bugger.
People get presents all the time.
I had a bit of an argument with him, truth be told. Oh. I was like, how much of your wage do you allocate to this charity? Because, you know, you're not standing here on a volunteer basis. So anyway.
No, you're going out and getting your Botox.
I can't remember. I was too cross. Anyway, we'll be back with more chat topics, more gay school, more of everything, more jokes and
more
fun
us.
Stuff. More us.
There's a bear in there, and a chair as well.
There are people with games, and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside. It's Gay School.
Aw, sounds so nice when there's four of us.
It does, doesn't it? I thought it harmonised.
Get the harmony.
Rocked that.
Yeah, I don't think there was that much of a harmony.
Welcome back to Joy 94.9. You can get a hold of us on 0427 Joy 949 on the SMS, 1300 Joy 949 on the phone, on air at joy.org.au email, or you can head to our website at www.joy.org.au. And we've also recently set up Gen Next Joy 949 on Facebook.
Yes, Matt's to thank for that one. Yeah. So no longer will we be squibbling trying to remember how we go about finding our Facebook.
So there's a humorous picture on Draw Something, which we might want to do an update on
you
after
guys.
Gay School.
I had to delete Draw Something. I don't know if you guys remember, but last week I was talking about how great it was. This week it's been deleted.
You've quit.
Yeah.
What? What is it? Can you give me like a tiny little...
I had to find out, I had no idea.
It's an iPhone application where you draw pictures and send them to people who also have the application and they guess what it is and then you both get coins. There's no real winner, but it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Chocolate coins?
Hey, guys, this isn't gay school.
Yep.
At all.
Sorry. Gay school.
Sorry.
Chocolate coins? Oi, oi, oi. It's actually been a pretty good news and slightly slow news gay school this week. And a little bit's been happening in sort of all over the place, so not just in Victoria. So our first story, I have to say, I don't know if I actually have to say this, but I thought I'd better say it just in case. We can't officially sanction the creation of a public disturbance on the show here.
That's a fair call.
We can, however, report on a story that happened in Lismore, New South Wales, on the weekend. Now, you guys might have heard about a truck that's been travelling around, pretty much around Australia, because it's been through Queensland and through New South Wales, and it's displaying homophobic sentiments, right?
Yeah.
So on the weekend, it was in Lismore, and a bunch of locals, some of whom were LGBTIQ, decided to block the path, and they refused to budge until the anti-gay signage was taken down. So the...
Not that I endorse...
Yeah, not that we endorse...
behaviour or whatever,
we can either say that's awesome or not say that.
Yeah. Who knows what we're referring to. Anyway, so the anti-gay message is centred around the inverted comma dangers of same-sex marriage to children and the like. So overnight, graffiti appeared on the truck.
Wow.
Graffiti appeared on the truck.
We don't really know how it got there. Messages such as equal love covered the signage and streamers in glitter, which are much, much prettier,
I think. It was Kesha.
Kesha's been here. There's so much glitter. So without going into the nitty-gritty of the horrible signage, because it was horrible, and we don't really want to give it any airtime because it doesn't make people feel nice to see this sort of rubbish on the side of a truck. But without going into that, how do you guys feel about the trashing of the truck? Because, you know, two people chained themselves to the truck.
What did they?
And then the tyres got slashed. Ooh. And, you know, a bunch of stuff happened. And...
wow.
I don't know. It's a tricky one because you don't want to break the law.
You know, I feel like graffiti appearing on a truck and equal love messages and streamers and glitter is totally fine.
I feel sorry for his insurance company.
As you do.
I don't.
I do.
Yeah.
But chaining yourself is another level.
And the slashing of the tyres, I think that's
I mean, it's important to have a message, and it's not fair and it's not right to have like this sort of message scrawled on a truck, because if it was like a race hate or a sexist message, there'd probably be an uproar and it would be taken down straight away. But there seems to be this blind spot when it comes to this, you know, this really unfair messages being written about LGBTIQ. But I think, I don't know, like, it makes me happy to hear it because I think, haha, that's so great. But then I think that there are other ways to get your message across that maybe aren't necessarily as risque. What do you guys think?
No, like, I honestly agree with Em when she said that the messages themselves were awesome. I mean, I think equal love is, that's all well and good. But then when you go to slashing tyres, I mean, you're kind of fighting the same battle that the other people are fighting in the way that you should
really
address
it. You're fighting
dirty. Yeah. And so are they. And that's just uncalled for, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's not the end of this truck. It's had a bit of a, it's almost like the little train that could or something like that. It's been through a bit. The little engine. Thank you. So a very cross Peter Madden had an altercation with the protesters. And our next little bit of gay school is about him, because the mayor of Lismore, whose name is Jenny Dow, got involved in the incident and gave Peter Madden, who, for those of you playing at home, is an unsuccessful Christian Democrats political candidate, she gave him orders to leave and take his anti-gay message with him. Mayor Dow has commented that she doesn't condone the attack on the truck, but she has publicly supported the protest. She said she agrees with the messages that the protesters have, or the comments they've made. So Mayor Dow's actions were in response to angry complaints from residents about this anti-gay rubbish. So, see, to me, that is a perfect response. It's within the law. It's, you know, it's useful. It's timely. And it's definite.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And it comes as well from someone who's in a position of authority, which I guess, on the one hand, for the average person who's feeling the effects of that discrimination, doesn't matter so much. But if you're looking at it in terms of power struggles and power plays, it definitely has an impact.
It also goes to show the value of emailing your local MP or your, you know, local... Yeah. Anyone you can about things that you're not happy with, because that's really the way that you bring, that you can be instrumental in bringing about social and political change. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're not finished with the little truck yet, because the website that the truck directs you to, so it was a sort of an advertising campaign sort of thing affiliated with a political party, and it was directing you to a website. I'm not going to tell you which one because I don't want you to go there. I don't want you to bump their numbers up. But I can tell you that the website's been duplicated. It can be found at standformarriage.net. The four is actually the number four, so standformarriage.net. If you'd like to take a look. And it isn't really a parody of the original so much as a polar opposite. It's actually really great because it looks identical. But it, instead of anti-gay messages, it's communicating messages of love and promoting the positive aspects same-sex marriage has on children in the family. So everyone should definitely take a look at that if you haven't already. And that a bit about wraps it up for Gay School this week. We're going to play a song and we'll be right back with you.
Hey, this is Kim Brandt and you're listening to Joy 94.9, Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station.
Welcome back to Generation Next. It is currently 7:07. We're nearly finished, but we don't really want to be.
Not yet.
Because we like joining you guys.
Yeah.
We're so happy to be here. Anyway, tomorrow, such is life.
I'm kind of just looking at you, I'm like,
Yeah, what's she saying? Where's she going with this?
Did you bring the awkward harmonica?
Oh, I've got it again.
Awkward harmonica.
But you know,
you have to bring that tomorrow.
I know. Yes, I will. And we're speaking to the girls from I'm Awesome Thanks again, who lovely, kindly donated us some awkward harmonicas, because Lee and I are going to be broadcasting live and outside from La Trobe University, the Bundura campus.
How exciting.
Because it's La Trobe University Queer Week.
And when are you going to be broadcasting?
Pride Week.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry.
They've got queer offices though.
Yeah, I mean, we'll be talking to all sorts of people.
When are you guys going to be doing this?
It's from 11 till 2, so make sure everyone, including you.
11 Oh, okay.
And is it tomorrow?
Oh, so from 11 till 3.
What are you doing?
Lee, what are you talking about?
You're getting
about?
Rid of an hour just because we were on tonight. Oh, you're like, oh, yeah.
Anyway, so everyone should tune in. And if you don't, you better have a good bloody excuse. That's
and
all
it's
I'm
tomorrow,
saying.
Tomorrow, is
yes.
that right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So have you got your Joy app?
No.
You should get one, actually.
You can download it from iTunes. But we're about to hear some CSAs. We'll be right back.
All
right. You're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9. I just stole M's thunder. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I can continue. You can get in contact with us on 0427 Joy 949. Or you can phone us 1300 Joy 949. We are also on Facebook.
Gen Next
like
Joy
us.
949.
Thank you.
Yeah, Gen Next Joy 949, which coincidentally is our Twitter lookup.
That is a queen
thingamajiggy as well.
Like our search term. What is our lookup thingamajiggy?
No. That's some technical language that you might not be aware of because you're not as cool as I am.
For Facebook search.
Yeah, thanks, Lee. Lee's got it down.
Well done, Lee.
You're welcome.
Okay, we do.
We've had a really fun show tonight, and Lee and Matt picked the music, and it was pretty damn cool.
Hope you like that because we're awesome.
Thanks. Yeah, we rocked it.
Yeah,
random picking.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us, everyone at home.
No, it was deliberate.
it was deliberately awesome.
It clearly was deliberate. Like you couldn't have. Ended
okay,
up
well,
with
obviously it was because we picked out one, and I'm like, no, next one. Oh, okay, this one.
We consulted each other.
Yeah.
Best thing about having a music library.
It's pretty cool, actually. It is pretty cool. Anyway, we'll be back with you guys next week from 7 till 8 p.m. on Joy 94.9. Don't forget to tune into the live outside broadcast tomorrow from 11 o'clock or before then because there's always great programming on Joy. Mm. Thanks for joining us. It's been Generation Next with Emma, Lee, Em, and Matt.
Well
thanks,
done.
Guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.